Hello again, racing fans. Thanks for joining me as we preview racing on Tuesday in the Mother City. We are racing at Hollywood Betts Kenilworth, our first port of call for midweek racing midway through the month of August. Now, otherwise here in Cape Town, it's overcast. The sun does tend to sneak out from behind the clouds occasionally, but as Cape Townians will tell you, the sun is just drawing water because rain is forecast overnight from Monday into Tuesday and then lots of precipitation for the rest of the week. So I would suggest just double check the Sporting Post website or the TAB websites wherever you get your card changes from. Now, this race meeting is going ahead as scheduled or not on Tuesday at Hollywood Betts Kenilworth. We're of course keeping fingers crossed that it does. There's 8 races on the program, with the first getting underway at 1 o'clock. Now, 5 minutes prior to that, you of course need to be on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. Put your selections through, play the bet slip, and put yourself in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. First race on the card on Tuesday afternoon is a maiden plate where 14 runners were carded to run over 1,000 metres, and having double-checked the card changes and the anti-post betting, there are 2 scratchings in the first. Out of race 1, number 4, Objet d'Art, and number 5, Purest Snow. They both take no part. 12 runners will now face the starter, and I'm looking no further than the revised favourite in the market, and that's number 3, Magical Place, who's currently at 1.67 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net. Craig Zaki, Eric Sands, they team up. And I think that number 3, Magical Place, will more than likely be a banker in many a bipod perms. This horse has got the racing experience, finished in the money in both runs over the course and distance. And I do think, with that runs under the belt, then any further natural progress expected will be a hard horse to beat. So I'm not even going to linger long in the first race on the program. I'm going straight for the kill. 3, Magical Place, to win it, ahead of number 11, Trip to Camelot. 6, Claude Monet, 14, Digby, are the selections in the first. Second race is the first leg of the Place Accumulator. Class 3, benchmark 90. 7 runners will line up at the 1200. Some hard-knocking individuals will take on each other in this race, and you probably could make a case for at least 3 or 4 of them, and hopefully keep fingers crossed that you get through the exotics. 6, Scottish Kiss, is the favourite, currently at 2.27 to 1. From an opening call of 2.5 to 1 has shortened in. This horse won well last time out and does merit healthy respect in this kind of a lineup. Number 3, Late December, 2.5 to 1, having its third run after rest. And I do think Greg Ennie and Cornelhoff are not without a chance, however, does take on stronger, but that winning margin of its last start certainly does catch the eye, won by over 5 lengths when it was last seen at the track. Number 2, Jet Force, is at 3.03 to 1, returns from a bit of a break. Des McLachlan gets the services of Grant van Niekerk, but I'm going to be in the camp of the 3-year-old in this race. I like the 3-year-old, number 5, Roland Garros. Justin Snaith, JP van der Merwe, they team up. Yes, that was a below-par disappointing run last time out, but that was in feature race company, and that was in the Langemann when this horse was never in it and never a threat. The 2 runs prior to that is what catches the eye, where Roland Garros won those 2 starts. He returns from a bit of a break, during which time I do think he would have strengthened up. He does drop back in trip, and I do think he's the one that we can expect the most improvement from. So I'm going 5, Roland Garros, ahead of 6, Scottish Kiss, 3, Late December, 2, Jet Force, as my selections in race number 2. Moving on to the opening leg of the Pick 6, race 3 on the card. It's a maiden plate where 8 runners will line up over 1,400 metres. It certainly does look like number 3, Gold Gaboski, stands out here at 1.67 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net. 3/3 in a row, now gets the services of Muzi Yeni, does like to race up handy, and does look like it could be the one to beat. And having gone through all of them, I in fact am looking to beat Gold Gaboski in race number 3, because I like the look of number 8, World Warrior. Now, this also showed improvement in each and every one of its starts today. That last run particularly was a good one, when second best and staying on. That tells me that this horse will enjoy the step up to 1,400 metres. He's also having his third run after rest, and with a bit of luck in running from the deepest draw, I do think will be in the shake-up and will give the favourite the most run for its money. So I'm going World Warrior ahead of 3 Gold Gaboski. For third, number 2, Get Up and Go. And fourth, number 5, Konnichiwa. Race 4, first leg of the first jackpot. 14:45 is the off time of race number 4. And this certainly does look like it's a boat race. Between number 7, Yamazaki, who's at 0.83 to 1. And number 3, Senor Dante, who's at 1.67 to 1. In the antipodes market. 7 Yamazaki certainly looks like he's coming along the right way. Good improvement in that last two starts, and definitely a horse that one needs to take into consideration. Jumps from stallgate number 7, while number 3, Senor Dante, jumps from stallgate 3 and will be returning fresh after a 12-week break. I do think that break would have done him the world of good. He certainly would have strengthened up. Those last couple of runs, I certainly thought, were good runs, and particularly that last run when he jumped outwards, also cast a shoe in running. So that certainly was a run full of merit, even though he was beaten just under 4.5 lengths by the winner. The form line of that last start was also franked by a horse called Exalted Love, who finished third and has subsequently come out and won. And I do think Senor Dante has the scope for the most improvements. I'm going 3 Senor Dante, ahead of 7 Yamazaki, 6 Love from Afar, and 5 Undercover Lover. Race 5, first leg of Jackpot 2. 4:15:20 is the off time of race number 5. It's a B stakes, Ameritrade at 101 and below, where 8 runners will line up at the 1600 metre mark. Also, a race where there are quite a few hard knocking individuals where you can make a case for at least, I would say, 5 of the 8 runners that are carded. That's why I'm siding with the favourite number 2, Cam Chatka. I also think this is one of the better value favourites on the day at 2.5 to 1 in the antipodes market. This horse has got consistent form lines coming into the race. Those last three runs in particular is what catches the eye. Ideally distance suited. If one looks at that column, you'll see for 6 runs over the distance, 3 wins, 2 seconds. So definitely in the right kind of race. In a rich vein of form, and I do think she will give the boys a run for their money. So I'm going 2 Kamchatka ahead of 4:10 Penny. For third, I'm going with number 5, We Have Touchdown, and 6, Song to the Moon, for fourth. We move on to race number 6 on the card. It's a D stakes, merit rate at 69 and below. 9 runners will line up at the 1950 metre mark. And this is also one of those races where you can make a case for at least 2 or 3 of them, and which means that 2 or 3 of them will have to go into the exotics to safely see you through. Even though you've got small fields on the card on Tuesday, it's not cut and dry. You certainly have to spend a bit of time going through each and every one of these races. I like the look, though, of number 1, Tory's Girl. From the stable of James Crawford, Keenan Stain gets the ride on number 1, Tory's Girl. This all showed good improvement last time out, particularly when fitted with blinkers, if one looks at it, and I thought that is what done the trick for number 1, Tory's Girl, coupled with the fact that Tory's Girl now jumps from pole position and will have the run of the race, has got those blinkers fitted on again, comes in with a nice galloping weight of 53.5 kilograms, and if confirming, the improvement shown last time will be right there when they hit the line. So I'm going 1, Tory's Girl, ahead of the favourite number 4, State Control. For third, I'm going with 5, Sansa Stark, and then 9, Money Extractor for fourth. Penultimate race of the day, race number 7, is a Class 4 Benchmark 78. 8 runners to line up at the 1100-metre mark, and one of those races again, where it is pretty tricky. 2.5 to 1, number 6, Spirit. 4, Sardinia Bay is a 3.03 to 1. 4 to 1, about number 5, Blind Date, and number 7, Follow Your Heart. And then only we get to the horse that I like, and that's number 3, Green Planet, at 4.55 to 1 in the antipodes market. Now, I like the way that this horse improved last time out when finishing second, beaten 1.75 lengths by the winner. That was over 1,200 metres, now comes back in trip to 1,100 metres, and that certainly was a run full of merit because that horse, despite staying on, returned coughing. And Green Planet, that form line, has also been franked, but also that finished fifth called Elsinore, who subsequently come out and won next time out. And I also do think that Grant van Niekerk is a very shrewd booking for number 3 Green Planet. He will certainly suit this horse's racing style and will give him every possible opportunity to find the best possible results. I'm going 3 Green Planet, ahead of 6 Spirit, 5 Blind Date, 4 Sardinia. That takes us on to the last race on the program. It jumps at 17:10. Race 8 is a D Stakes, merit rate at 69 and below, where 11 runners will line up at the 1,200-meter mark. And if one looks at this race, there's one form line that keeps catching my eye. It's the form line of Why Not Jackie. The likes of 1 Lover's Lane, 3 Wily Jack, 4 Champagne Mac, 6 True Horizon, 7 Tambourine Man, 10 Royal Lithium all ran behind Why Not Jackie last time out. And that means that 7 Tambourine Man actually holds them all on current form, because he finished second, beaten just half a length by the winner. I also do think that Tambourine Man, if he repeats that last start where he went to the front, led for most of the journey and literally only got collared close home, if he comes here with similar tactics, he will be a hard horse to beat, coupled with the fact that he's having his second run after rest, so he should strip a lot fitter than last time out, and I do think he can go one better. So I'm going 7 Tambourine Man to win the last of the afternoon, ahead of 9 Viva Palais, 6 True Horizon, and 5 is 11. And that takes care of our preview of racing on Tuesday afternoon. Fingers crossed, weather-wise, we will go ahead with this meeting as scheduled. Trust you'll find the winners. Till next time, from me, Ravon. Cheers for now.